Hello and welcome to the Enchant Escapes podcast. This is episode number 14. I'm your host and travel planner, Ben Yonke. Today in the news, we had a man arrested for climbing over the berm and sneaking into the Magic Kingdom without paying for his ticket into the park or his parking that day. His time in the parks was short-lived after a plainclothes Disney security officer caught sight of the man dressed in a gray plaid shirt and khaki shorts as he exited a door that was reserved for cast members only. Minutes later, he was caught heading into Tony's Town Square restaurant there on Main Street as he was trying to duck out and hide from security. By the time the Christmas holiday season rolls around, all Disney resorts will be back open and accepting guests. On September 16th, All-Star Music's resorts will open. On October 14th, Port Orleans Riverside. October 28th, Port Orleans French Quarter. And the last one to open will be December 9th, All-Star Sports Resort. By December 10th, all Disney resorts will be back open on Disney World property. We've also had another announcement for the holidays that starting on November 8th, there will be Disney's Very Merriest After Hours, a ticketed event. While this isn't quite the After Hours events we've been accustomed to, Disney's Very Merriest of After Hours ticket event is one step closer to reopening. Well, that's it for the news. Let's get right into it with my guest today, Patricia. So have you been a travel agent all your life, or how did this start?
So I was a travel agent in 1985. I decided, you know what? I like to travel. I was 23 at that time.
Okay.
And so I went to the local community college and I got an associate's degree in travel and tourism. And then I went to a local travel agency here who was no longer in existence.
Are any real physical travel agencies still in existence?
I know, right? Right. And so I went to their travel school and I got a certification there. So I ended up working for them for 10 years until my son was born in 1994.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And I worked for them floating, like going to different agencies. So basically they had a travel agency that went to, you know, like big corporations who housed travel agencies in-house.
Yes.
And let's say someone went on vacation and they needed a fill-in. I was the person that would go fill in for corporate travel.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
But I also did leisure travel. So then my son was born and I raised him and then got into, you know, a different career. And then a few years ago, I thought he's old enough now. He's, you know, settled. He's got his master's degree. So it's time for me to get back to what I really like to do.
Good.
And this was it.
Good. Good. Yeah. Is that the point that you signed up with Enchant Escapes?
I did. So Michelle Nerito, I follow her. Well, kind of a funny story. And I don't know if I should say it. But anyway, she and I connected on Instagram.
Okay.
So I followed John Stamos on Instagram. And I was watching his, you know, account. And this gentleman tagged him in this video. Mm-hmm. And I clicked on the guy and it was Michelle's son. Well, from that, I clicked on Michelle and saw that she sold Young Living Oils and messaged her.
Yeah.
And I also saw that she sold Disney. And I said, hey, you know, I'm interested in your oils. And I see that you sell Disney. And she didn't know who I was. And she said, oh, get a hold of Stacy. So she and I have become good friends from just, you know, a random stranger messaging someone on Instagram. And so that's how I got involved with Stacy. And I'm so excited I did. And I'm so excited that she took a chance on me after all of these years not being in the industry.
Well, I'm glad John Stamos made those connections possible as well.
That's right. And he doesn't even know.
I'm sure, I don't think I've told this story on the podcast before, but you know how you can find John Stamos's house in LA, right? Have you heard this story? So when the original Disneyland sign went up for sale, he is a giant Disney fan and he won the auction. He bought the sign. And the of course question is great, John, what are you going to do with this giant, huge Disneyland sign? And to this day, if you're driving down the, I think it's the I-5 there in Los Angeles, you can see the letters of the Disneyland sign propped up against the back of his garage.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Wow.
Yep. So I always joke that if you've seen that sign, you've seen John Stamos's house. So you got with Stacy. Do you sell a lot of Disney now? I've heard that you focus more on more traditional vacations.
Caribbean. I sold a lot of Caribbean last year.
The year before
now, I guess.
Are these sailing cruises or are these trips down to the Caribbean?
No. So somehow I just got a hold, I think I even told you, I got a hold of Classic Vacations, and they're my go-to supplier. I have three girls that I work with there, and whenever I need anything, I will drop one of them an email, and they always get back to me. They're really good about that. So I've sold Puerto Vallarta. Actually, the Hotel Musai in Puerto Vallarta is just a beautiful, beautiful property. It's very upscale.
Okay.
It's just for someone looking for a top-notch resort, that would be it. It's just beautiful. And it's an all-inclusive, couples only.
Yeah. Oh, couples only. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I appreciate an all-inclusive trip.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh. And the client that went sent me pictures as he was on the trip. And I was like, oh, I want to be there. It was so pretty.
Well, knowing it's all paid for is a great relaxing thing as well while you're on vacation.
I'm
praying that on my own personal trip coming up that the dining plan comes back soon, because simply I want to pay for everything, have it out of the way, completely know it's taken care of, and be able to relax on those vacations. And if I was going to the Caribbean, that's exactly what I'd want, is the perfect relaxation.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Right. Because we all know that when you go to a restaurant, it's not just going to be a $25 tab.
No,
going to be a lot of money.
No matter where you are on vacation, that's unfortunately going to be the trick.
You might get a sandwich. Right.
Especially if you're enjoying your vacation, not eating, from Burger King down the street or something like that.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So that's what I've been doing. I sold a Club Med not too long ago in Florida, which is a really nice property also for, again, like we were just talking, all-inclusive. And with Club Med, everything is included. All your activities, your food, your drink, all of it. Where some of the other resorts, drinks are not included. Alcohol is not included. So, for someone looking to stay in the U.S., especially now during this COVID time, and they don't want to be tested to come back home to, when you're out of the country, Club Med Florida is a great option.
Now, I've never stayed at a place like Club Med. When you say that all the activities as well are included in that price, does that mean that you're essentially given a schedule of what your day is, or are you free to kind of come and go with these activities?
You're free to do what you'd like to do, and jet skiing, that type of thing. Anything is, you just have to schedule it.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Now, do you handle that scheduling on the client's behalf, or
I do not. They're on their own.
I found that that's usually a good idea so that they know their schedule, understand their schedule, and I assume that's why you do something similar.
Right. I mean, I can if they want me to. I'm more than likely, I would love to do it, but more than likely they would just rather be on their own and, go with the flow kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. So
I've got a family going next weekend to the Palmetto Dunes in Hilton Head.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, the house that they are going to is just beautiful. It looks about 4,000 square feet. It accommodates 10 people. It's got a pool, real nice spot. So for someone looking, with a large family or even a couple of families to split the bill, that would be a great place to go to.
Yeah. The amount of knowledge you've had from your years of experience and from the trips that you've planned throughout the since 85, was it that you first began travel planning?
Yeah.
Your knowledge is very wide and very much appreciated today, especially as physical travel agents start disappearing more and more, and that role becomes more of a niche market. You know, we always say on Enchant Escapes that, you know, we're Disney first, but we're travel for anything, right? There's nothing right. That you can't book through one of our agents, and, you know, should focus on you, especially if you're looking at those experiences that you're well versed in.
Right. Right. Exactly. And I think I may have said this to you. I had someone call the other day interested in Rome and Paris and Belgium.
Wow.
All I'm a little intimidated. All in one trip. Yeah. For 2022 next summer, I'm a little intimidated, but I'm up for the challenge. I'm going to see what I can do. I haven't booked something like that in, you know, 30 years. So I'm excited about that.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And to go on a trip like that is not once in a lifetime isn't the right phrase, because, you know, you just have to plan and work for it and save for trips like that. But they're
right.
Experiences you don't want to do a second time. So yeah, right. You want to make sure you've got somebody who is focused on making sure you get the best option when you're doing something like that, because you won't go to those places a second time. You'll go mm-hmm. somewhere else the next time to see right. if you're willing right. to see parts of the world like those people clearly are.
Exactly. And as for Disney and Universal, unfortunately, I haven't been there since September of 20. What are we in? We're in 21.
We're in 21 now.
So September of 2018 was the last time I was in Orlando. And for a few years there, we were going twice a year to Disney. And I've only been to Universal twice. But Disney, I mean, who doesn't love Disney, you know? Even on a rainy day, it's a happy day at Disney, and I can't wait to go back. We've got this little puppy now, and I don't know if I'm going to be taking any trips soon with the puppy in the house, but
yep. yep. And we're having that problem when we leave here in a couple more days for our vacation, is what to do with the dogs. And, you know, we've got a boarding kennel here that we absolutely love, and we'll board them there because we believe they take care of the dogs. But mm-hmm. yeah, that's a challenge. And that'll also keep you home when you want to be home while she's a little puppy.
Right.
Right. You know, but we hope to see you out at the park soon again back in Florida.
I hope so. I'm hoping before the end of the year. I'm kind of hoping October, November.
Yeah. Come out for the 50th.
Yeah. That's what I'm shooting for. So we'll see, you know, knock on wood.
I was looking at crowd calendars yesterday for October, and there's still it's not full, but there's a lot of people going to Disney. There's a lot
yeah,
of people
is.
Who want to be there for that 50th celebration, and it's going to be
yeah
it's going to be a great return to normal, I hope. And I hope that from there on we're able to keep the numbers up and the COVID numbers down and get back to life as normal, which it seems to be headed in that direction every day.
Right. I think so. And I'm glad I saw Happily Ever After as many times as I saw it, you know, because
yeah.
had I have known the last time I saw it was going to be the last time I saw it, you know, it was just, wow. Every time I would cry. It was so beautiful.
Yeah, and there are shows like that that unfortunately got hit with the pandemic and didn't get to have their goodbye, and they never mm-hmm. will. And so it really does teach you to appreciate what's in front of you all the time.
Right.
You know, not just when you're in Disney World, but certainly all the time, because you don't know when it's going to be gone tomorrow. There are friends and coworkers that I didn't know the last time I saw them would be the last time I'd seen them, but they passed away due to COVID.
Aww.
And then you have those that passed away from natural causes, but you just never know when the last time you see somebody or something's going to be the last.
Yeah. You definitely have that right. And that's so sad. You have to enjoy every minute.
It definitely, which should mean let's book some more travel. Let's go on some more vacations.
Let's book some more. Let's that's right.
Get people out in the world and experiencing it. Right.
That's right. Now my favorite is, I love the Magic Kingdom, but I really love Epcot. Epcot
yeah.
is my all-time favorite. The last time we were there, like I said, September a few years ago, we actually did we did three parks. We did 24,000 steps. in one day. Yeah. We did it all in one day. And but Epcot, I tell you, I could just, if I lived in Orlando, I would probably go to Epcot every day.
Epcot is a gorgeous park, and you mentioned the steps there, and you know, I used to encourage people to spend 2 days there because it is so, you can get so enveloped in the park and in the country,
right,
and spending time in the pavilions and really doing everything. But you mentioned the amount of walking. I'm traveling with my mother-in-law, who is going to need a scooter to get around the parks on our next trip. She's coming with. And we were watching a YouTube video about how to get a scooter, how to use a scooter, because she needed the visual aid. So it was all right. Let's talk about how this process is going to be. And they mentioned how many steps the scooter was going to save you in one day at Disney. And my mother-in-law just couldn't believe it. She goes, "You walk that many?" And I felt the number was actually a little small. And I think they listed 7 miles in a day. And I went, "No, I'm pretty closer to 10 or 11 every day."
It's
definitely where we start hitting if you're spending all day from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. on your feet.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, if you can plan it as a 2-day trip, all the better if you can spend 2 days there.
No, I was going to say too, and at Epcot, I love food and wine. That's my absolute favorite time of the year, to go to the Food and Wine Festival. Love it. And that's, you know, my birthday month is September. So we did that for a few years in a row, and that's just a fun place to be. I'll taste the different foods. It's really good. It's good stuff.
Expensive. Do you appreciate it? Yeah, right. Do you appreciate it because of the food? Is that what you love?
I love it. Oh, I love all that food. It's so good. Yeah. And they give you a little bit of, you know, everywhere you go, you get a little bit. So by the end of the day, you're still a little bit hungry, but it's so worth it.
It is. And I have to ask my clients, I said, you know, when we get to Epcot, you've got really two choices in how you eat at Epcot. And they said, what do you mean? And I said, well, we can book a traditional location for you to sit down and enjoy a meal, which Epcot has some of the better restaurants on property at, or you can eat your way around the world. And then I have to explain to them what that means, you know, because all the little different kiosks, but the joy of eating your way around the world is definitely a favorite. You get so much variety, and there's such great flavor, and they're trying out new flavors in those locations.
Mm-hmm.
And it really makes for, if you know, any of the top 20 lists of snack ideas are definitely going to include items that are on the menu at the festivals at Food and Wine, for example.
Right.
Yeah.
What's your favorite down there? Which one is your favorite to go to of all the parks?
Oh, Epcot has always had a special place in my heart. It's always been my favorite. As we, you know, get more and more construction going on, as the more trips I take to Disney World during these construction phases that Epcot's going through right now, it's waning, but it's still my number one, but it's just holding on. If some of this stuff doesn't open, I know we've got Moana's water encounter is opening here for the 50th anniversary, and we're going to see more CommuniCore opening and Innovations West. I think that park is always going to be tops of my list. It's tough to knock it off there. But of course, I also have the dream of Epcot from, you know, we all reckon back to our childhood or the first time we visit. And I remember Epcot very well as a child. And I remember having special moments at Epcot. My favorite one seems trivial now as we're talking on a video phone call, essentially through Zoom. But I remember going, and at the very beginning of the day, you would have to book your dining on a video phone. And that was just unheard of in the early 90s. And it, sure enough, you went over to this wall, and there was a TV. It was a 4x3 television just sitting there stuck in the wall. And they projected the image of your guest relations person making your dining reservations for you. And it was amazing. And I will never forget that to this day.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, the stuff like that you could experience in Epcot is you know, without a doubt, an experience worth having.
And isn't that funny how, like, one thing, like, stands out in your mind, you know, like how you said about that. It's just funny how from that time frame, that's what you remember.
Mm-hmm. And it probably took all of about 2 minutes out of the entire day we were there. But making that video call dining reservation is what solidified that trip and anchored that into my mind.
Wow, that's great. That's awesome. Now, what's your favorite country to go to in Epcot?
So it will always be the Japan Pavilion. Japan or China. My children love the shopping in China. I love the food in Japan. I like the hibachi grill that's there. I like all the sushi you can get at the various kiosks around the park. I love sake. Japan will always be my favorite. However, and I mentioned this on the last episode, The American Adventure is probably one of my favorite shows in all of Disney World.
Is it?
I am fascinated by the history of our country. I always have been. And I'm enjoying right now actually a documentary on CNN as we speak about the founding of our country. But that's beside the point. So I've always loved that part of our history, and seeing the representations of some of those moments from history with Susan B. Anthony, with Mark Twain, with the giant section on the Civil War is just tremendous. That show, I think, just wins hands down. A lot of people will say that the Lion Festival of the Lion King show is number one show. And I said, nope, it's American Adventure.
That's one you like. Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, my favorite of the countries would have to be Italy, of course, because I am 100% Italian. So
that's completely fair.
I love Tutto Italia. I love that restaurant. I love the desserts in that restaurant. My second favorite would be Mexico. I love the boat ride in Mexico.
Oh, okay. The Three Caballeros.
Love that. I just love that. I think it's so much fun. I could do that over and over and over and over again.
That's special.
Now, which is kind of weird.
Well, you know, being an Italian and having a fond love of Mexico is a little strange, but that's okay. So,
and I also feel at home at Disney Springs, Sprinkles Cupcakes, and at the Giardelli store. I love those two places.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Thanks, Ben. Thank you so much. No, enjoy your vacation.
Well, thanks.
Well,
thanks, Patricia. If you have any questions or comments for me that you'd like to be answered on the show, please email me at benyunke@enchanted-escapes.com. That email is also going to appear in our show notes. We would appreciate, as always, if you would share on social media that you're listening to the show. As well, drop over to Apple Podcasts and give us a rating. It really goes a long way to helping out the show. As well, be sure to like our Facebook page at Enchanted Escapes Travel. There you can find ways to get in contact with anyone on our amazing team of travel professionals. We're all here to help you plan your next magical experience wherever you may be traveling. And as always, our services are always free. So from our Enchant Escapes family to yours, thank you for listening, and we'll see you real soon.